Shalom, today's daf yomi, the Gemara tells us in the bottom of Pei Aleph of 81a of Gittin, the Gemara tells us that Rabbah Bar Rachana said the name of Rabbi Yochanan and the name of Yehuda Bar Eloi, Bo Rei Shalok Doris HaRishonim Doris HaFonim, that the earlier generations were so much holier than the later generations. Because the earlier generations, Doris HaRishonim, Machnisim Pei Risein Derech Trach Samon, Kedei L'chaivam B'maiser, that the earlier generations would take their fruits through the main gate in order to obligate them in the tithes. Now, basic point of here is that the halacha is that you have to tithe your produce, and when you have to tithe the fruits, when you bring them through the front of your gate. But if it's brought through the attic, the skylight, the roof, or through the back door, then it's not considered like a permanent harvest, and so therefore you wouldn't have to tithe it. So the earlier generations will make sure that they would bring their fruits through the main front door in order to tie them. Whereas the Doris HaAchronim, whereas the later generations, Machnisim Perusein, Derech Gagos, Derech Karpifios, Kedei L'Potrim and HaMaiser. The later generations would specifically look for loopholes, for ways out of having to do it. They tried to get out of having to give their tithe. They would take them through the backyards or through the roofs in order to be exempt for it. And so we see from here that what's called Yerida Sadoros, the way the generations have disintegrated. We're no longer as holy as they used to be. That the earlier generations would look for the ways to do the mitzvah, while the later generations would look for ways to get out of having to do the mitzvah. And so, therefore, the clear implication for all of us is, rather than looking for ways out of having to do a mitzvah, we should look for ways how we can do a mitzvah.